In this bulletin, India revokes the part of the constitution giving the state of Kashmir special privileges. The death toll from a mass shooting in the US rises, and athletics champion Sally Pearson retires. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The United Nations says it's concerned about the tense situation resulting from India revoking the special status of Kashmir, and protests flared in Pakistan. The Himalayan region has been claimed by both countries, but India made the change in an attempt to integrate its Muslim-majority state with the rest of the country. Parts of Pakistan have reacted angrily to the Indian government's moves as it plans to split the state into two federal territories. Constitutional expert Subhash Kashyap says lawmakers put a lot of thought into the changes which passed the Indian Parliament.
That constitutionally it is sound. No constitutional or legal fault can be found in it. And the government has carefully studied the matter and take into account all considerations.
The death toll from a deadly shooting in Texas has risen to 22 after further deaths in hospital. Americans are still coming to terms with the weekend shootings, including at Ohio, where 10 people were killed, including the gunman. Police have described the El Paso killings as domestic terrorism and a hate crime. President Donald Trump has called for mental health law reforms.
Our future is in our control. America will rise to the challenge. We will always have, and we always will, win. The choice is ours and ours alone. It is not up to mentally ill monsters. It is up to us. If we are able to pass great legislation after all of these years, we will ensure that those who were attacked will not have died in vain.
A day of striking in Hong Kong has disrupted traffic and forced flight cancellations. Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam has suggested the anti-government protests have ulterior motives. The Chinese-controlled city has been voicing opposition to a planned extradition bill which would send people to the mainland for trial. Ellen Cheng Lai Yi from the Hong Kong Disneyland Cast Members Union took part in the strike action.
During the time I've been working here, I believed that this is a pleasant and happy working environment. But because of Carrie Lam's mishandling of the situation in Hong Kong, which has led to bloodshed, she's still not taking responsibility. That's why the union is taking action to urge her to do her job.
The 22-year-old airline customer service worker has been charged with importing a border-controlled drug and supplying drugs. Australian Federal Police arrested the man at Melbourne Airport on Sunday and then escorted him to Sydney, where he was charged. It's alleged he had a role in the importation of $155 million worth of methamphetamine. Superintendent Gary Lowe says police are investigating the accused man's international connections.
That individual travelled under a false name from Sydney to Melbourne on Sunday, where he was arrested by our AFP colleagues after his electronic passport triggered a warning. Last night, investigators, or two detectives from the Drug and Firearms Squad, went down and extradition was successful, and he returned here to Sydney last night.
A survey of Air Services Australia employees has revealed allegations of sexual harassment and bullying, raising questions about how the workplace culture could affect travellers. Almost half of the 500 respondents reported that they'd experienced harassment, discrimination or bullying, with one air traffic controller saying he thought all women he knew were affected. Maurice Blackburn's Kamal Farouk, who commissioned the report, says it's concerning that a quarter of the women who took part reported that they were victims of harassment.
It indicated that 46% of staff who responded had experienced bullying, discrimination or sexual harassment over the last 10 years, which we think is a very high figure and something which needs to be addressed.
Air Services Australia says it has strong systems in place to manage harassment complaints and it's committed to an inclusive workplace. It's disagreed with claims that its workplace culture could negatively affect passenger safety. In sport, champion hurdler Sally Pearson has announced her retirement from athletics after 16 years. The Australian gold medalist has previously suffered from an Achilles injury and today revealed that she plans to move in a new direction. She told Channel 7 she had 6 injuries this year alone and she doubts her body could manage another Olympics.
Yeah, well, I've known for about a week now that I was going to be doing this. And the first day I was deciding this with tears in my eyes and a lump in my throat, and that was really hard to take. I knew it was the right decision though.
We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, showers, a possible storm, 18 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower and 18. A shower or two in Melbourne, 15. Hobart, cloudy and 16. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, sunny and 19. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, similar conditions, 21. Brisbane, also sunny, 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.